Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Joseph Boyette. And he's the author of Getting Things Done in Washington. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about that in a second. My website, I want to remind you, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Joe, your website is jboyette.com?
Yeah, www.jboyette.com.
B-O-Y-E-T-T. Folks, check his website out. Getting Things Done in Washington is the book, and also, I'm sure, available wherever books are sold. Joe, and by the way, folks, in the book, Joe has primarily six pieces of progressive, what he considers to be progressive legislation that helped, that was good for the country. And I don't disagree with most of the things that you talk about, like you know, as you mentioned earlier, the clean water that we have because of what the government's done, the EPA, some of the things the EPA has done. But I disagree with some of the things the EPA has done. But here's a question for you. Bipartisanship is something that's really sought as like the Holy Grail in Washington, isn't it?
Yes.
What is your definition of bipartisanship? When you say bipartisanship, what does that mean to you, to a progressive?
Well, at one time in the country, we had the ability for people in Congress to get together and communicate, and that doesn't happen.
When was that?
Well, if you go back into the 1950s, particularly in the 40s, people disagreed, and then there were liberal positions, there were the New Deal Democrats, there were conservatives, but people lived in Washington, they associated with each other, they ate together in the congressional, dining halls, and they attended parties together. Their kids went to school together. Their wives knew each other.
They didn't take it personally. They didn't take it personally on either side, did they?
We had political positions, but then from a personal standpoint, we understood each other.
Right.
And I don't think you can get to any kind of bipartisan solutions to problems unless people are willing to sit down and recognize they can't get everything that they want.
Now, the period that you described was primarily a period when Democrats were in the majority in both houses for 40 years and Republicans were the minority for 40 years. And so for a long time, bipartisanship meant Republicans found a way to carve whatever kind of position they could and deal with the majority of in Washington. So it seems to me, Joe, that what's happened is since the Democrats have not had control as much as they used to have, they've had a hard time learning how to be in the minority, and Republicans have had a hard time learning how to be in the majority. What do you think?
Well, I would disagree with that. I think that that starting with the sort of Gingrich Revolution in Washington, the Republican Party increasingly took the position of increased ideological purity, and I disagree.
So you think the Republicans are the ideologue offenders here?
Oh, definitely. I mean,
you don't think any Democrats are ideological offenders?
No. There are Democrats that are as liberal or progressive in Congress today as I am. Not a lot,
right?
But
do you consider yourself to be an ideologue?
I am a liberal progressive. I believe in the power of the government to do good for people. I think that the government it should be used.
Well, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question, then. We've only got a couple of minutes left. And let me say this, Joe. I'll be glad to invite you back anytime we can continue our conversation. So if we're not getting everything across that you want, you're invited back. I'm going to give you plenty of time to talk, okay?
Okay.
But I want to ask you this question. Based on what's going on in Europe right now, very progressive, very liberal, policies that have gone on there for generations. Europe is basically bankrupt right now. And do you see anything wrong with what has been going on over there? I mean, do you approve of the policies that they've had in Europe?
I believe that Europe had encountered the same kind of economic problems that we encountered about at the same time. Europe adopted austerity policies that did not work, and that's a problem. Most people in Europe, the French now, most people in Europe are beginning to recognize, except for the Germans, because they don't recognize it, but that they took austerity measures too far, and that's the problem that exists in there, in Europe. I think.
Convert what we see in Europe. Convert that into a solution for America. What would you do?
Well, I think America has pursued a very very reasonable course so far in dealing with the recession, the deep recession, the near depression that we're in. I think we were fortunate that we had the stimulus package, and it did work. I think it made a big difference. I would have liked to send a larger stimulus or a second stimulus.
Yeah.
I think there are a number of economists who would say that. But I think we are on the track for gradual improvement. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think that our economy is coming back.
Joe, I've got to wrap it up, but I want you to come back because I want you to have all the time you want to say the things. I'm glad we found you. Will you come back again real soon?
Okay, Jim.
Dr. Bye-bye. Joseph Boyette, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. His book is called Getting Things Done in Washington. We'll have him back again another day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.